Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. Andrew Colvett, producer Andrew, filling in for Charlie, who's away on assignment. We talk about the Hunter Biden indictment. Absolute bombshell dropped on Thursday night. And let's just put it this way. Hunter Biden was spending gobs of money on a lot of illicit things that we don't recommend. We don't recommend for our family members to be or your children to be spending money on such things. And yet he decided to do it and not even pay the government his taxes. We break it all down and we invite Mike Davis, who's been floated as a possible AG or even acting AG choice for Trump 2025. He dives into why he's skeptical anything's actually going to come from this because of one man, David Weiss, who's behind it. That and so much more. You're not going to want to miss this. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
All right. So the big news, of course, is that Hunter Biden has been indicted in the state of California. He is facing 17 years, nine charges, all breaking last night, Thursday night, 17 years in prison. Now, he probably is not going to spend that much that long in prison. There's a lot that could still happen. But I'm hearing from sources that our federal prosecutors, former federal prosecutors, had a call this morning. David Weiss, the much maligned Delaware, now he's a special counsel, U.S. attorney from Delaware, now special counsel, assigned to this case, apparently is doing this right. I'm hearing that he is doing this the right way, vigorously pursuing these charges, which is, well, there's a lot of theories why that might be. But here is the basis of the indictment. The charges allege a four-year scheme where Hunter Biden failed to pay $1.4 million in taxes. Now, most people don't make anywhere near to $1.4 million in 4 years. Hunter Biden didn't pay that much in taxes in 4 years. But the real highlight of the charges is how it breaks down what Hunter did spend his money on. So can't be bothered to pay taxes, but he certainly could spend that money on some other things. So let's break it down. So Hunter spent his money on drugs, escorts, girlfriends, luxury hotels, I'm quoting directly from the indictment here, and rental properties, exotic cars, clothing, and other items of a personal nature. In short, everything but his taxes. That's, again, according to the indictment. Hunter used a business credit card to spend $27,000 on porn. On one website, by the way, $27,000 on one porn website. I don't even know how you do that across multiple porn websites, and yet Hunter spent $27,000 on one porn site, a power user apparently. And I don't mean to make light out of a totally degenerate behavior, but you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm just impressed. $27,000, part of a total of $189,000 he spent on adult entertainment. And that is not even including the $680,000 in payments he made to various women who were either prostitutes or mistresses. And by the way, the prostitutes and the mistresses brings up a whole other problem for Hunter. If he's procuring all of these mistresses and prostitutes, there are no charges for that in the indictment yet. But apparently they are looking into it. So he could be facing another round of charges just on this, because if you travel across state lines with prostitutes, not only is it illegal to procure prostitutes. But if you travel across state lines, that's a violation of the Mann Act. Now, I also want to put this out there. Again, we talked about how he didn't pay $1.4 million in taxes. Most people, and that's across 4 years, most people don't make $1.4 million in revenue in 4 years. But check this out. Hunter Biden took out $1.6 million in ATM and cash withdrawals. $1.6 million in ATM and cash withdrawals. That is so obviously an attempt to obscure the reasons that you're, what you're spending it on. You're trying to hide it from the government. You're trying to do various and sundry illicit behaviors with that $1.6 million. Think about this. How much money have you taken out of an ATM in the last 4 years? Considering all the money that Hunter has been spending on drugs and prostitutes, I think we can surmise where a lot of that money went. Now, just to keep things clear, these are separate charges from the gun charges, the false statement while buying a gun. He still faces up to 25 years on those charges, though if convicted, obviously he's probably not going to do 25 years. But this is all building up to the big E on the I chart, the missing piece. So this indictment is damning in so many ways, but there is a missing piece that's actually somewhat more important. All of this is missing FARA. Okay, that's the Foreign Agent Registration Act. So he's taking all of this money from Chinese oligarchs. He's taking all this money from Ukraine. But, you know, cocaine and hookers is not a FARA violation. So that is where we're going to get into it. And I want to play a clip here of from CBS, which examines why this is left out. But it also acknowledges that lobbying is mentioned in the indictment. So let's go to 126. Play 126.
Now, you mentioned there could be more charges. What makes you think that?
It's just my reading of the document in the first page. I think the language is that they describe him as a lobbyist. Lobbyists have to register under what's called FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which is a government way of saying that if you're working on behalf of foreign interests, you have to tell the U.S. government. In this case, the indictment spends a lot of time talking about Hunter Biden's business deals with the Ukraine energy firm Burisma. It also talks about his work with a Chinese energy firm, CEFC, and it also talks about his work with Romania. And that, to me, seems to leave the door open to potential FARA violations.
Leaving the door open. So the fact that this indictment mentions the Foreign Agent Registration Act, or it mentions lobbying, and then it mentions where the money was coming from, namely Ukraine, China, Romania, and yet they haven't gotten there, seems to indicate that the door is open for future charges against Hunter for FARA violations, which then sort of opens up this big can of worms about how is Joe Biden connected to the illicit behavior, the legal behavior by Hunter Biden. Now, this is where everything is going. Now, we have the House that's launching an impeachment inquiry that we're told they have the votes for this. So let's just preempt the left's argument. Play 132.
Republicans in the House want to make this about Joe Biden. So my question legally to you is there anything in this filing, anything in these charges that show a connection between Hunter Biden and President Joe Biden?
As far as I understand it, no.
And John, there'll be a conflation here by Republicans. Yeah. See, Hunter Biden committed crimes, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But again, there has not been, that link has not been drawn yet.
No, it hasn't. There's yet to be any evidence that President Biden had anything to do with the criminal charges his son now faces.
All right, so that's their line. There's no link between Joe and Hunter.
Good Ranchers is an amazing company. What do green eggs and your Christmas dinner have in common? They both need a ham to compete. Not just any ham, mind you. Make it a spiral cut heritage pork masterpiece from Good Ranchers. It's the kind of ham that'll steal the show at your family gathering. And guess what? You get it for free with any Good Ranchers subscription. That's a whopping $99 value that you get for free in your first order. Simply subscribe to any box and you'll get your free holiday ham included in any order. This subscription is amazing. You get $25 off every order and a free gift every third box and free shipping on express delivery. The best part is knowing exactly where your meat comes from and that it's a local American farm. I personally love Good Ranchers. It's succulent. I just had their Good Ranchers steak the other day. epic. And here's the scoop. Head on over to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe today with code Kirk to claim your free holiday ham. Look, I don't know about you, but I'm having steak on Christmas. But you better act fast. This offer won't last forever. Order before December 11th for a guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Snag one of these limited stock holiday hams before they sell out. Head to GoodRanchers.com and use promo code Kirk when you subscribe to get your free 10-pound holiday ham. Don't settle for the same holiday fare. Elevate your feast with Good Ranchers this year. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
So I just want to think through this. I mean, because there's so much there, but it's important to remember that we have a criminal cartel that operates much like a mob family would, where different people are getting takes in different ways. Remember, there's 20 shell companies. At least 9 Biden family members are on the take. We have tracked certain money that has gone directly to Joe Biden. Now they're calling it loan paybacks, but there's no loan documents. There's no paper record. So let's just play this out, okay? If there's no there, the first big one is, why did Joe Biden use a $1 billion loan guarantee, U.S. taxpayer funded and backed, as leverage to get the Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired while investigating Burisma corruption? So why was Joe Biden so motivated to get this guy out, directly investigating Burisma, which his son was on the board, getting paid $80,000, $83,000 a month? Why does Burisma owner Zlochevsky claim he sent $10 million in bribe money to the Bidens? Remember, that's that 1023, that FBI informant form, claiming that each of the Hunter and Joe both got $5 million. Why did the CCP-linked energy executive in that shakedown WhatsApp message send the money days after Hunter threatened him, saying, I'm sitting next to my father and we will never forget. I will hold a grudge forever if you don't do what you said you were going to do. And I'm sitting next to my father. Why did the mayor of Moscow's wife, Elena Baturina, sent Hunter $3.5 million shortly after meeting with Joe and Hunter in 2014? Why did she avoid sweeping Russian sanctions after the invasion of Crimea in 2014? How did she just magically avoid? Remember, Obama and Joe Biden in 2014 said, we are going to issue the most massive sweeping sanctions on Russia and Russia's oligarchs that you've ever seen. Somehow the mayor of Moscow's wife avoided that after paying $3.5 million to the Bidens. Very basic here, though. Why do we have multiple sources saying 10% for the big guy? And, you know, that's been found in an email. Hunter said he had to pay his father half his wages. Why did Devin Archer, Hunter's longtime business associate, testify that he called then Vice President Joe Biden at least 24 times to introduce him to foreign business partners and investors? Why does Burisma owner Zlochevsky claim he has 17 recordings of Hunter and Joe Biden and a trove of corroborating text messages and emails documenting their influence peddling? It's worth asking. Things are finally coming out against Hunter after years and years of deflections and cover-ups. Could it be that all of this is a sign, an ideologically motivated sign from actors within the DOJ or elsewhere, that they are finally on board with replacing Joe Biden? So the regime media comes out and they say, there's no there's no connection there. Well, there's tons of connections. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's extremely obvious, as a matter of fact. So maybe the next shoe to drop is that there is finally a concerted effort to now direct and tie the two together. This might be the get out, bow out, or else signal from the DOJ. And here's the tell. If FARA is the next shoe to drop, if we see these Foreign Agent Registration Act charges brought against Hunter, which certainly seems to be indicated by the use of the word lobbying in this indictment, that will be the tell. So we'll see what happens.
Christmas is here, everybody. And that means that you might have to be moving boxes, or just it's tough, a lot of stress. And that means inflammation increases.
and that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week quick start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com.
Without further ado, Mike Davis, I've been chomping at the bit to talk to you about this Hunter story and the Axios story. I have two things I need to get to with you. Breaking news last night, Hunter Biden is a degenerate, liar, tax evading criminal. He's not charged yet, or he's not convicted yet, so we'll give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but I think we all know where this is going. Mike Davis, your immediate reaction.
Well, I would ask David Weiss, what took so long, and why did you let the statute of limitations expire on tax years from when Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States? Why are you not naming Joe Biden in this criminal indictment, even as an unindicted co-conspirator? It seems like these tax charges, they're serious tax charges, but it seems a little bit late on these. And notice how the indictment doesn't mention anything about being an unregistered foreign agent. It doesn't mention anything about charges related to foreign bribery and corruption. And so you have to wonder if David Weiss is trying to focus on Hunter Biden and protect Joe Biden like David Weiss has been doing all along, protecting Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden's going to pardon his son before he leaves office.
All right. So I have heard that theory floated. So essentially, so this is your theory. You're saying David Weiss, whatever his name is, he has essentially slow walked this on purpose to get past the stickiest part of potential charges, namely when Joe Biden was vice president. So then they bring these charges starting conveniently in 2016, right? So that I think that's interesting because the years are 2016 to 2019, so that Joe Biden is not directly tied to this. Joe Biden then pardons his son, bows out, makes way for Gavin Newsom. Is that essentially the theory that you're hearing floated?
I think he's going to pardon his son. I don't know if he's going to bow out. I think I think he's going to run for president, and I don't think he's going to care. I think he's going to play this up like it's a partisan hit on his family. They're going to say David Weiss was a Trump U.S. attorney, and these are trumped up charges, pun intended. What they always fail to mention is David Weiss was hand selected by both Democrat home state senators in Delaware. I was the chief counsel for nominations at that time, and I remember his nomination going through, and I remember the glowing letters of recommendations from both home state senators, and he's really delivered for the Bidens. He protected Joe Biden. He's protected Joe Biden for many years. He tried to protect Hunter. He got caught. Now he's going back and charging just Hunter and protecting Joe Biden.
So I will say that I've heard somewhat differently. Now, I think the timing angle is really fascinating, right? So you skip Joe Biden as vice president, you go straight to the Trump years and those tax problems. But we know, by the way, the corruption, the family, Biden crime family stuff goes well back. I mean, it started in some ways in earnest in like 2013, 2014. It really seemed to pick up steam then. So I think that's an interesting piece. I have heard from others, however, that they're looking at this indictment and it looks vigorous. It looks thorough. A lot of people are saying this is being done the right way. You're very skeptical, and you've always been a Weiss skeptic. I appreciate that perspective. It certainly seemed like he is their patsy. They're putting him in place of the special counsel specifically because they know he's a loyalist. He's part of the Delaware group that goes back with Joe Biden many, many years. Is there any indication here? You even said these are serious charges. They did mention lobbying, and they did mention where the money came from, namely Romania, Ukraine, and China in this indictment. Do you expect that will be the next shoe to drop? Because it does seem like they've left the door open, at least to bringing further charges against Hunter Biden. Or do you think this is where it stops? Is that how you're reading this?
Well, my question would be, if you have the evidence now of foreign corruption, if you have the evidence now that he was an unregistered foreign agent, why aren't you charging it now, right? Why are you going to play a weaker hand now? You can always do a superseding indictment, but you have to ask, who are these business associates? I saw business associate one, business associate two, business associate three. Was President Biden business associate three? Who are these people? And are we protecting Joe Biden? I think these are very serious tax charges against Hunter Biden, but there's a lot more to the Biden crime family than tax charges against Hunter Biden. The bigger issue is that the president of the United States is compromised by tens of millions of dollars and foreign bribes and other corruption. It seems to every family member, every Biden family member, except for the 6-year-old granddaughter, who they finally acknowledged under political pressure. And we now have evidence that China sent money to one of Hunter's LLCs, and then at least three payments from that Chinese money went to Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's all loan repayment, right? So, okay, so we're getting to the crux of the issue here. Now, the argument on the left, some people look at the left as a monolith. I don't look at it that way. I look at, there's different factions. You've got factions that want Joe Biden to run again. They want to support him, keep him, you know, strong enough to beat Trump, essentially. And then you have other factions that probably want him to bow out, right? I don't think there's consensus on this issue at all on the left. I think there's tons of opinions. However, one of the key things that we're already seeing is that they're saying there is no tie. Now, they've been saying this for a while, but again, they're repeating it on Morning Joe. So I'm going to play this clip for you. I want you to listen to this argument, Mike Davis, Article 3 Project, doing great work. I want you to listen to this clip, and then I want you to play prosecutor and tell them why this is crazy. Play cut 132.
Republicans in the House want to make this about Joe Biden. So my question legally to you is there anything in this filing, anything in these charges that show a connection between Hunter Biden and President Joe Biden?
As far as I understand it, no.
And John, there'll be a conflation here by Republicans. Of course, yeah. See, Hunter Biden committed crimes, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But again, there has not been, that link has not been drawn yet.
No, it hasn't. There's yet to be any evidence that President Biden had anything to do with the criminal charges his son now faces.
Your response, Mike.
I would say that's another Biden lie. He said he didn't know anything about his son Hunter's business dealings. He lied. He said he didn't meet with Hunter's business partners. He lied. He said he didn't get any money from Hunter's business dealings. He lied. It's just constant lies. And how do they know that Joe Biden is not one of those business associates? As we said, it seems like Joe Biden could be business associate number three, for example. And I think this is going to be a big test for David Weiss. David Weiss covered for the Bidens for many years, let the statute of limitations expire on the more serious tax charges from when Joe Biden was the vice president. He tried to come up with this sweetheart deal with a backdoor pardon for Hunter Biden until Judge Nareka caught him on this and then it blew up the plea deal. And now he's coming back with these charges. These charges are serious tax charges, but it's just related to Hunter Biden. Let's see what David Weiss can do here. Let's see if he comes back and actually does a more full investigation. Let's see if he supersedes this indictment and names Joe Biden even as an unindicted co-conspirator. It is very obvious to anyone that China and Russia and Ukraine and Kazakhstan and Romania and all these other hellholes around the world are not giving a crackhead tens of millions of dollars because they think he's brilliant. They're obviously buying influence with Joe Biden.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious. And by the way, there was another story that broke. I want to make sure I highlight it. Senator Ron Johnson's been doing incredible work in this investigation. There are six suspicious activity reports now directly linked to Joe Biden's Delaware residence. So now he's going to say, oh, I had no idea. But you know, Hunter was living in the garage or whatever. And this is beyond comprehension. It's so obvious that there is. Now, I will say, So, Mike, we're going to have you back on if there is a superseding indictment, and if it hits the FARA thing, I think that's going to be the tell that this is actually serious, because then it would sort of link Joe Biden directly. What influence are you peddling? What influence are you lobbying if it's not the Biden brand, which business associates have already said that was the product, the Biden brand? Now, this is what's interesting. CNN has fact-checked the Bidens. 118. Play cut 118.
Despite his denials, a CNN review of the laptop data, as well as other public material, shows that Joe Biden did interact with some of his son's associates while serving as vice president, though it's unclear exactly what was discussed. In 2014, Alamon Mamdani and his dad were photographed at the White House with then-Vice President Biden. In a later email, Hunter Biden reminds Alamon Mamdani of the favors he's done for him. We have been talking about business deals and partnerships for 7 years. I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the vice president's house and the inauguration.
So the links are there if people want to actually see them, if they want to have eyes and see them. Now, there was a big story here. Axios comes out behind the curtain, exclusive, how Trump would build his loyalty first cabinet. All right, so this was a big scoop yesterday from Axios. So I want you to look at this potential cabinet that they are floating. Image 136. We got Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance, Bannon, of course, Cash Patel, Tucker Carlson floated as VP. Apparently Melania, that's Melania's pick. And then there's Mike Davis looking very sour in the corner there. Mike, they love you. This storyline will just not quit. Mike Davis, do you want to be Attorney General of the United States, or even acting Attorney General? Because there is this question of whether or not any of these people could get confirmed as like cabinet picks. So you might have to sort of stow them away in the National Security Advisory Council or whatever. Mike Davis, do you want to be in the cabinet in 2025 if Trump wins?
I do not, and I can't be in the cabinet because I can't get confirmed. I'm just such a loving person and such a warm figure that the Senate just wouldn't be able to confirm me to Attorney General. So, no, I say that I'm going to be the acting Attorney General to troll the left, and it's to make a point with my hyperbole that this lawfare that the Democrats are running against Trump, Trump's top aides, Trump supporters on January 6th, Christians praying outside of abortion clinics, parents outraged by gender chaos and the resulting rapes in high school bathrooms, while the Biden Justice Department ignores the Bidens, his family, the BLM, Hamas, Antifa. I mean, it's our Justice Department has been so politicized and weaponized, and this is how you destroy a country. This is how you end a republic. And so when I get out there and say I'm going to be Trump's acting attorney general, and during my 3-week reign of terror before I leave with my Trump pardon and I'm going to do all this stuff for Trump, it's obviously trolling. It's to make a point that this is very bad for our country, and you don't want Trump to do what they're doing to him. And so this needs to end.
You might need a pardon after 3 weeks, Mike Davis. I can guarantee you'll attract the lawfare of the left. That is very much certain. So, I mean, what we see, though, from this, and I think there are some points to glean, even, listen, I don't think Axios gets this all right. I mean, you and I both hear all the insiders speak. We talk to people. We know what kind of the chatter is. But one thing that's very clear from this, Blake and I have a kind of ongoing debate. Will Trump 2.0 really be different than Trump 1.0? My belief is 100% yes, because if you look at these names, and I've heard some of these similar names floated around. This is MAGA. This is Take No Prisoners. This is America First people. It shows that Trump is viewing a possible second term in such a different light. And my point is this: how do you go through facing 700 years in federal prison and that not fundamentally change you? How do you get persecuted by Fannie Willis and this trumped up RICO nonsense? How do you get persecuted by New York State? They're trying to strip his assets in that state where it's a victimless crime. Is that what you're hearing, Mike Davis? Is that what you're hearing, that Trump 2.0 would be totally different than 1.0?
I mean, what I would expect out of any second term of a president is you learn your lessons from the first term and you figure out what you did right and what you did wrong. and you correct that for the second time. And I think that when President Trump won the first time, he was new to Washington. He was new to politics. You know, he was a novice and went into office and did an amazing job in his first term and brought peace and prosperity. But he made some bad personnel decisions. And I think in his second term, you're going to see much better personnel decisions. People who actually understand what is at stake for our country, that we're losing our country to the left, where the Marxist left has taken over just about every institution in America, including the military, and they're subversive and they're destroying our country from within. They've politicized and weaponized our justice system. Our intel agencies, Obama started that, and Biden has put that on steroids, and that must be fixed. This is how the Roman Republic fell. The lawfare from the Senate insiders against Caesar caused him to cross the Rubicon from Gaul into Rome, and that led to the fall.
That's a great point.
That's going to happen if we don't end this lawfare.
I totally agree with you. I think he's learned his lesson. There's been a ton of outside energy as well going into personnel selections going into 2025. Mike Davis, Article 3 Project. Always great to have you, Mike. We'll have you on again soon. Take care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you have not gotten your tickets to AmFest yet, go to amfest.com, the largest multi-day conference in the movement. You're not going to want to miss it. Starts on December 16th, just days away. And also consider becoming a member of Charlie Kirk Exclusive, where we put members-only content just for you there. And by the way, if you are a member and you show proof of it and you're going to AmFest, you get to watch Charlie record his interviews with people like Tucker Carlson live and in person. We're only letting members into those settings, so you definitely want to do both. Get your membership to Charlie Kirk Exclusive and show up to AmFest. You will have a one-of-a-kind experience, no doubt. So hopefully we'll see you there. Until next time, talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.